Welcome back to the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer. We are joined today by guests Ashley and Stacy, and they work with ReWa, the water treatment facility. And let me just tell you guys, Lynn and I went out last week, and Ashley gave us a tour of the water treatment plant here, and it is unbelievable. I had no idea how the water in my house got clean, treated, put back into the river. And one thing I do want to point out, since our mission is stormwater education, a lot of people, we ask them, okay, so when the rainwater falls down, where does it go? And they say, oh, it goes to the sewer, and then it goes to the water treatment plant. No, not here in Greenville. Just want to remind you guys that all of our storm drains, all the stormwater, the rainwater goes down the storm drain, and that goes right into the river. So no ReWa for the rainwater. But what they're doing there is just, it's state of the art. It's amazing. So I'm gonna let these ladies tell you more about it, because it's just so cool. So welcome, Ashley and Stacy.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
So my name is Ashley Reinhart. I am the Public Relations Coordinator at Renewable Water Resources. And
I'm Stacy Flax. I am the Customer Service Public Relations Manager at Renewable Water Resources.
Cool. Or ReWa, Renewable Water Resources.
Yes.
ReWa is a little easier to say.
It's quicker. ReWa.
A lot of people call us ReWa.
Yeah.
That's what we're known as. So I'm going to give you just a brief overview of who we are and what we do so that you can have a better understanding of ReWa and the services that we provide. So we are the primary wastewater treatment agency here in the upstate of South Carolina, and we partner with 18 sub-districts, and depending on where you live, you're in a sub-district, whether that be the city of Greenville, Simpsonville, Malden. Those are all just examples of sub-district. We work with them very closely to make sure that the lines that are tying in from people's homes, businesses, restaurants, all those lines are maintained by the sub-district and then tie into a ReWa trunk line. The trunk lines then come to one of 8 facilities for treatment, and we have facilities across 5 counties. We service Greenville, parts of Spartanburg, Anderson, Pickens, and Lawrence. Did I miss any?
I think you got them.
5 counties.
Yeah, and y'all have probably driven by if you've ever driven out toward Conestee, Lake Conestee on Malden Road. That's where they're at.
Right. So our main facility, our largest facility that's been there the longest, has been there since 1925, is on Malden Road. And that's also where our administrative building is located as well. So we have 8 facilities, like I was saying, and we treat millions of gallons of wastewater every single day. And the water has to go through a pretty extensive process before it can be put back into the local waterways for people downstream to use for drinking and recreation. So I'm going to go through just a little bit. It's going to be a brief overview, of course, because the tour takes an hour and a half, but we don't have that much time here. So I'm going to go through each step in treatment and kind of explain what happens through that process so that you have an understanding of that. So, of course, the water goes down the drain in your home. Same thing at a business, same thing at a restaurant, any kind of business or home in Greenville or in our 5 counties that we service. All of those lines tie into a trunk line, and so the water leaves the homes, comes through the sub-district line to a ReWa trunk line. Once it makes its way to a ReWa facility for treatment, 3 things have to happen. The first thing that has to happen is we have to remove all of the trash and debris from the water. So
this part is so gross.
And there's a lot of really nasty stuff that comes in.
There was a toolbox in the drain the other day of the things they had pulled out. Like, how do you get a toolbox?
I don't think
we found car parts before.
That's
like
insane.
Big car parts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, be careful what you flush.
Yeah, so a lot of
people,
because
they have to take it out.
Yes. A lot of people don't understand that what they flush down the toilet has to be removed, and you should not use your toilet as a trash can. We'll talk about that a little bit later in a little more detail, but we have to remove all the trash and debris. And how we do that is we have a bar screen at the influent pump station where the water enters the facility, and that bar screen catches any large items such as rags, sticks, diapers, flushable wipes. There's a long list of things that Maddie and Lynn got to witness the other day in the back of a truck.
It
that
smells
had been
awful.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to go there before lunch.
Yeah, so that all those things are removed on a bar screen, and an arm goes down, scrapes the bar screen free of all the debris, puts it in a dumpster, and those things have to then be dried out on a drying pad and taken to the landfill.
Yeah, because that's done by weight at the landfill, so more advantageous to dry it and then take it than take all that water
that's
with
exactly
you.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. So, all right. So we're the big stuff's out, and we're drying it, we're hauling it off. All right. So now we have liquid water.
Right. So there's still also some things still left in the water that the bar screen did not catch. We use a vortex grit removal system. It sort of acts as a big basin similar to a washing machine that spins the water off your clothes. It's the same concept, only the debris is settling out to the outer portion of the basin and being removed from the water. So it's the smaller particles, the settleable solids, things that you're not going to catch in the bar screen. It's just a more fine screen that's going to catch the smaller things.
Okay, so now we're on filter level number two.
Filter level number two, remove the trash.
We got the big stuff, we got the little stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And now the gross stuff.
Right. So once the debris has been removed, the water then goes to the primary clarifier, and this is a large holding basin that holds 1.3 million gallons of water. It's a very large and deep basin that allows the water to just sit. The velocity of the water slows down, and it is allowed to just sit there. And in doing so, the settleable solids, some things are going to settle out to the bottom and be removed from a trough at the bottom, and then also some things are going to float to the top, things such as grease, lotions, things that...
Oh, and you can see it too.
Mm-hmm, it's very greasy.
And shiny.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And it smells really bad.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to get that material that floats to the top, and a skimmer removes that as well. So you're left with a clean layer of water in the middle. Cleaner. I shouldn't say clean. It's cleaner than yet. It was before. That cleaner layer of water in the middle... It's what's going to go into the next step in treatment. There's a barrier that runs the circumference of the primary clarifier that prevents any of the debris that's floating on top from running over. So you've got that barrier. The water's running out from underneath it over the edge.
This is the cleaner water.
The cleaner water.
It's now going onward.
Right. So it flows over the edge and runs through a channel along the outside of the clarifier, and it's what's going to the next step in treatment. So awesome. Now it's kind of, you've kind of removed everything, all the debris has been taken out, and you can then treat you can move on to the next step in treatment. Usually where I kind of take a sidestep here and tell people about the equalization basin is because the basin flow, there's what's called a diurnal flow, and that diurnal flow is peak in the morning and throughout the day, and then drops off at night.
That makes sense. We're using way more water in the morning.
Taking showers.
Cooking breakfast. Yeah.
Coming home.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's at home in the morning. Never mind the rest of the day. That's varied. But yeah, okay. All right. So we've got this peak flow in the morning. So you guys are getting a lot of water in the morning.
Yeah. And since we use an all biological nutrient removal process, we have to keep a steady flow of water through the process all the time. And how we do that is we have an equalization tank that holds the water at high peak flows, and then it introduces the water back into the system for treatment at night to keep that balance.
Okay, so that you need water running through your systems at all times, but there's not always enough water available. So when you have too much, you save that.
Mm-hmm, we save it in this tank, and then we introduce it at night when there's not any.
Oh, cool. All right. Okay.
Okay. So from there, we're going to go from the primary clarifier then to the biological treatment portion of the
This is what I found to be process. Most amazing. I don't know. I really didn't know anything about this. So I don't know. I was thinking, oh, they use chemicals or blah, blah, blah. It is all natural, all biological. That, you know, we've talked a lot about this on the show, but letting nature do the work for you.
Exactly. It's really cool, the process of using the bugs. And Ashley, I'll let you talk about that.
Yeah, we like the bugs. The bugs
are good.
Yes.
Right. We use microorganisms that exist in the environment naturally. They live in lakes, rivers, and streams. All we've done is taken them and mass multiplied them. We keep them happy, and we make sure the environment in the basins is exactly what they need to live and thrive. So that's what we want to do in this part of the process.
Yeah. So those bugs are doing what?
They are doing, so the first thing is removing the trash and debris. The second thing is nutrient removal.
Ah.
We have three primary nutrients that are in the wastewater in excess that we have to bring it down to a certain level for our permitting as to what we can put back into the waterway. So we have nitrogen, phosphorus, and ammonia that are in the water that have to be taken out. And how we do that is we use the bugs.
Bugs.
The bugs live in the environment naturally. They balance waterways. And we have a process where you've got two different types of bacteria. There are multiple different species. a long, long list of species, but the two categories that we use to describe them is aerobic and anaerobic. And how that works is we cater to the aerobic bacteria by using an oxygen diffuser. It's an aeration process in that portion of the basin. So we expose the wastewater to the bugs and use dissolved oxygen to make sure that they have the right environment to thrive. They consume the nutrients for food, and then same for the anaerobic. We have an anoxic zone for them. The wastewater is exposed to the anaerobic bacteria in the anoxic zone. We just have mixers making sure they don't settle out to the bottom because they're very heavy. So they will settle out if they're not mixed. So aerobic, anaerobic, we're catering to both types of bacteria, and they're eating the nutrients in the water. Basically, is a very simplified version of that part of the process. I actually took a full day training on that process, and I was very impressed with how everything just naturally works, but it is so complicated.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, nature's done it that way for millions of years. So here we are. That's really cool. And so then you were also saying when we went on the tour about a fruit juice that the bugs eat.
Yes.
That's really cool.
So we work with an industry, a local industry that does fruit packaging, and they bring in their fruit juice. We put it into the biological treatment part of the process, and the bugs love it. It makes them grow, and it helps them thrive and have a longer life.
Is their nutritional supplement.
Okay. Yeah. So it's like a vitamin for the bugs.
That's awesome. All right. So now the solids are out, the nutrients are out. What comes next?
All right. So the next thing we have to do is settle out the bugs. So the secondary clarifier from the biological treatment, the water goes to a secondary clarifier where the bugs settle out to the bottom because they're very dense and heavy, as I mentioned before. Mm-hmm. And now they're full of nitrogen and phosphorus. So we have that process to settle out the bugs. And then from there, it goes to a deep bed sand filter that takes out any of the remaining suspended solids in the water.
Wow.
And then once we reach that point, the water flows over a series of UV lights that alters the DNA of any remaining bacteria in the water. That's how we disinfect. There's no chlorine.
All right.
And so then it goes down a cascade and is diffused into the Reedy River behind the Walden Road facility.
That's awesome. And they were telling me that the water that Rewa puts back into the river is cleaner than the river at that point.
Yep.
So good job. Well, thanks. We are here with Rewa, the water treatment plant. Stay tuned. You're listening to Saturday Splash on 94.5 WGTK The Answer.